Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Claude Osteen. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice fires to first and picks off Kelly. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. May steals second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Rojas reaches second base with a double. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nyman. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Nyman steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nyman moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Brett moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Downing. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Downing steals second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Downing moves to third. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 2 in the game. Nyman hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Downing scores. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Wolford scores. Otis moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. May reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. May moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford throws the ball into Patek, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. May scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-3 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Rich Gossage now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rojas hits a line drive towards first. Muser catches it and steps on first to double up Brett. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry juggles the ball. That's an error on Mayberry. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Muser moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-4 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Otis is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.